This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're saving doctors when we need them.
Hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, we like to have some fine conversations with a writer. More people read his stuff than any other writer out there in the gun culture today, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Things are going slow at Ammo Land, though, I noticed.
What about the Ammo Land article's a little low, yeah. There are several articles in the works.
Yeah. So where would you like to go today? Because we've already covered most of everything you've already got there. Well, but I know there's something always on your mind.
Yeah, there's an article that I don't think we may not have covered. I don't remember covering it. Because it was more of a general, almost a philosophical article, and only peripherally to do with guns, but it certainly concerns the Second Amendment.
Sure.
And that is, how do these people that we see as opponents, how do they come up with these, what appear to be, insane propositions? Now, what I'm talking about is that there are things that just seem to make no sense at all. The United States, and I don't think anyone can really dispute this, is the most successful, the most prosperous, the most powerful, the most free, and the least racist, perhaps with the exception of affirmative action, nation on the face of the earth for at least the last 30 years. There's no one else out there that even comes close. And our poor people, the people who we call poor, would be middle upper class in most of the rest of the world. Our poor people have a problem with obesity. There was a famous quote from, an Indian immigrant, which said, "I want to go to the United States where the poor people are fat."
Yeah.
And yet, in spite of our incredible success, I would say that I don't think you see how you can argue that the United States has been the most successful society in the history of mankind, unless you just talk about the length of existence, perhaps. But what the United States has accomplished in the, you know, roughly 250 years of our existence is far beyond anything that has ever existed on the planet before. And yet, we have large numbers of people. Well, it seems like large numbers. It's certainly a large amount of the media that want to make radical changes in the U.S. that effectively work to destroy us. I mean, they appear designed to make the United States disorganized, weak, dependent, fractured, chaotic. And I'll give you some examples. Things like disarm the American population. There's huge amounts of people around the world who would love to have our freedom to keep and bear arms. And it was built in as a safety check against the power of the government, particularly the federal government, and certainly as a safety for the people themselves. And then here's another one. claiming that people who are born with a light skin color are inherently racist. They're racist by the nature of being born. Now, that's about as racist as you can get. It seems self-contradictory. Demanding, like, the Keystone Pipeline be shut down, even though it is, without a doubt, the safest way to transport oil. Much safer than trucks or railroads. Here's another one. Insisting the United States stop using carbon fuels while allowing China and India, which have far bigger populations than the U.S. and are using more carbon fuels all the time, that their economies increase the use of carbon fuel without any limit, far outstripping what we use. What's the point? Well, I list a number of these. There's quite a few more. And then, but what I'm trying, the point I'm trying to make is that all of these, to someone who looks, I would say, objectively at the position of the United States in the world and sees how well we have done as a society and as a government, says, why? What's the purpose of all this? How do they justify it? Well, I believe they do it because they have different assumptions, different basic assumptions about the nature of reality than we do. And if you understand those assumptions, then you understand why they make these, what appear to us, insane proposals. Here's one, a really big one. And this is a lot of people on the left, maybe most all of them. Government is an inherently good force. Therefore, limitations on government power are a very bad thing. Now, our foundational documents make exactly the opposite assumption. Government is a very dangerous force. You have to have some of it. But if you get too much, it'll bite you. It'll burn you. It'll devolve into tyranny. And so you have to have limitations on government. Now, those two assumptions are diametrically opposed. Second, nationalism is the principal cause of war. So, a global government is the only way to stop war, and we have to stop war. Now, that's not in your or my DNA, but on the left, it is often assumed to be absolutely true. You put those two things together and you see that the major obstacle to global government, the way they envision it, is a strong United States. Now, these are assumptions that you often come across when you talk to people on the left, to globalists, to the woke groups. Here's another big one. Christianity and Judaism, especially Christianity and Judaism, which place moral links on sexual acts, are evil and limit human possibility. I don't know how many times I've heard that. I mean, it may be in somewhat different words, but that's the whole structure, the whole basic assumption behind normalizing homosexuality, gayness, the transsexual thing, the multiple genders, the attacks on the family, the idea that marriage, you know, that man is as necessary to woman as a bicycle is to a fish, all of that are based on that assumption. And along with that, there are too many people on the earth. The population there of the earth has to be reduced.
Oh, yeah.
I've been fed that since I think I was about 10. That's like 60 years, which is about how long this has really been pushed.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on.
Yeah.
Coming up on the break, you can find, you can find about 1,700 plus articles that Dean has written at amoland.com covering every corner, nook, and cranny of the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home picking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantis Holster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about some of this crazy stuff the leftists want to do and say, and some of the propositions they come up with. And
yes, I want to emphasize that they do not see themselves as evil or bad. They just have certain assumptions about the nature of reality that differ from what probably the majority and us believe about the nature of reality. And a lot of these assumptions have been built into our education system. I mean, I was taught that there's too many people on the earth probably since I was about 10. I have been subjected, even though I'm a little early on the curve for the university, to the idea that any limits on sexual activity is evil. Anything that people do sexually is off the table and should have no moral restraint whatsoever. That is a very common thing that's been taught for probably at least 50, 60 years. And one that's a little more recent, but which a great many people believe in, is that the use of carbon-based fuels is going to lead to the destruction of the earth as we know it. Some people might call that climate change. It used to be called global warming. Before that, the idea was, and I remember this very clearly, the next ice age was coming very soon. We had to give the government more power. Then it was the earth is warming too rapidly, so we have to give government more power. Now it's the climate is going to change, so we have to give the government more power. Do you see a common theme in that anywhere? We have to give the government more power. It really goes back to this idea that government is inherently good and limitations on government power are bad. And it is my belief as a scientist, as an observer with some decades behind me, that people want to believe in this emergency of climate change mostly to justify an increase in government power over ordinary people. Well, then to go back, the eighth assumption that I list in my essay is they believe there is no such thing as human nature. Humans are nearly infinitely malleable. Just give the government enough control, enough power, enough control over children when they're very young, and you can make them into just about anything you want. This goes with the whole trans idea, too, that a person can be a woman in the morning, a man in the evening, and by morning she's, maybe a bi, or it's a bi, or whatever your latest preferred pronoun is. And it goes against the face of common experience for thousands of years. But it makes, how should I put it, it makes it possible to justify attacks on what has been our culture for hundreds of years. And all of these assumptions are things which, in varying degree, people on the left, opponents of the U.S. Constitution, essentially believe to be true. If you believe these assumptions to be true, there's too many people. Nationalism is the principal cause of war. Government is inherently good. There is no human nature. The population, if you believe those things, the population has to be reduced. If you believe all those things, or even most of them, then there are policies that follow from those beliefs. And one of the big policies is any policy that weakens the United States in comparison to the rest of the world is a good thing. And do we see that in policies put forward by the Democrats in this country? Yeah, absolutely. Reduce U.S. military power? Well, we don't need it. We just do bad things with it. Confront any other nations? Oh, no, we should never do that. If it comes down to a choice between good for the U.S. and good for other nations, well, the other nations have to come first. Should the U.S. be proactive in putting the welfare of its own people first? No, we should never do that. We have to make sure that every citizen in Central and America and South America is far more important than the welfare of our own people. All of these things, you know, an open border, promoting racial division and sexual balkanization in the U.S., they flow from those assumptions. And talk to your, you know, your leftist friends or people, you know, and ask them about their assumptions. And you'll find that they tend to believe in these assumptions. That doesn't make them bad people. It makes them misinformed. It makes them maleducated. And they feel the same way. If you would tell them that the United States has been a force for good throughout the history of the world, they would believe you were a liar. Because, you know, we've been in wars. We allowed slavery to exist when it existed in the rest of the world, and it existed far longer than we did. And we, you know, we fought it more than almost all of the countries in the rest of the world, with perhaps the exception of England and a couple of European countries. But none of that history matters, because these assumptions that have been taught are out there and widely believed. Now, the question then comes up, well, why is that? I mean, why is there this need to destroy the United States? Well, we could get into deep psychological reasons why people want to have some particular, you know, thing bigger than themselves to invest their life in, and I think that's the case with a lot of leftists. But there's also the case that most other countries in the world, large numbers of them, the powerful countries, are envious of the United States, the wealth, the power, the resources that we control, and they would want more of that wealth and power for themselves. And the easiest way to get that wealth and power is to gain control of the U.S. government.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on. We're coming up on the break. Find Dean Stuff. Go to all contributors on... at the bottom of the page on the right-hand side at amoland.com, look for Dean Weingarten. He's in the middle left-hand column. And click on that, and, oh my goodness, what have you opened up in front of you now? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ripping Georgia's new voting law. He called it an atrocity during brief remarks to reporters at the White House.
You don't need anything else to know that this is nothing but punitive, designed to keep people from voting. You can't provide water for people about to vote. Give me a break.
In an earlier statement, the president said it was an un-American law. At least 7 people are dead and hundreds of homes are damaged by tornadoes in the southeastern United States. 5 of the deaths were in Alabama, where one tornado formed and traveled more than 100 miles. The other deaths were in Mississippi and Georgia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is monitoring the entire weather situation and FEMA will be ready if needed. USA Radio News. Two Texas senators are shining a spotlight on the current surge on the southern border. Republicans John Cornyn and Ted Cruz led a GOP delegation on a boat trip on the Rio Grande, and during a news briefing on shore, Cornyn called it a humanitarian crisis.
But they're being overwhelmed by sheer numbers. And the smugglers and the cartels are doing this on purpose because they know getting paid by the head for as many people as they can get into the country.
The coronavirus can infect the mouth and be spread through saliva. That's according to a new study by researchers from the National Institute of Health and the University of North Carolina. They say the findings may explain why people lose their sense of taste and smell. They believe once saliva glands are infected, COVID-19 can be spread by other parts of the body, including the lungs, throat, and stomach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, going over the whole leftist just meme. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you something that I find to be the problem, and I want your opinion on this, because you were like, well, you know, if they have this belief, then they may be misinformed or miseducated. Okay, I'll grant that. Okay.
Right.
However, one thing that they seem to do is when, and a lot of them do, because, I mean, I'm sure you see some of the comments you may get on some of the articles you write from time to time. In talk radio, especially whenever I'm doing something local, I hear all the feedback. I see all the feedback. And there's a lot of them that will default to violence.
Yes.
Because they believe, like you say, they believe, you know, tooth and nail.
Will. And part of this is these assumptions are not defensible, general. I mean, some of them have been argued, and they're philosophical arguments. But mostly, if you have a rational argument, our side tends to win. And because we're more rational people, because we're closer aligned with reality than the left is. And if you have a core assumption, if you've internalized some of these assumptions I talked about as core, for the real strong one is the idea that government is benign and good, and more government is more good and more benign, and that there should never be any limits on government power. If you've internalized that and you get challenged on it, It's an attack on your core belief about how the world works. And that is something that shakes people up. And they will often respond with violence. Because you can show them examples of why that belief is not true. And you can show them many examples, and it will shake them. You're shaking their very belief in how reality works. Humans do not do well when their belief in how reality works is shaken. And it causes many to react with violence. They'll do almost anything to protect those core beliefs from being shown to be wrong. It's just the way human psychology works. It's a part of human nature, actually. And I was first introduced to it back in college, you know, 40 years ago. And so I've internalized that belief, you might say, that human beings will do almost anything to prevent being shown how their core beliefs are wrong.
Yeah, but see, isn't that sort of a problem, though?
Oh, it's a huge problem.
It's an enormous problem. And when you look at this and you're like saying to yourself, well, I will fight you over my core beliefs. Haven't we devolved into the whole thing about how I feels with a Z?
Absolutely. The U.S. is based on the idea of rationality, of debate, of using facts, of the free flow of information. All of that goes directly against the core structure of the left, which is using control of information. Which is it preventing people from knowing certain facts in order to advance their power. So, yes, it's essentially the whole struggle, the whole fight we're in is between reason and believing that ordinary people can use reason to decide important issues and the belief that ordinary people have to be fooled and cajoled and tricked into doing the right thing that the strong and intelligent people know is what should be done, even if ordinary people wouldn't want to do it. Those are the two visions we're looking at. Throughout most of history and most of human existence, small groups of elite have ruled over everybody else. And the United States is an enormous change to that. It's the idea that ordinary people should have a lot of say in their own lives. And that is exactly opposite to the whole philosophy of the left. They will phrase it that the people are having control, but in actuality, they don't. You see, there's no communist dictatorship that allows the free flow of information. There's no fascist dictatorship. Those are the two big branches of the left, fascism and communism. And they cannot allow common people to know the facts because common people wouldn't do what they want. So they have to rule by lies, by deceit, by emotion, by the big lie. And that's how they do it. The Chinese communists are very open about it. They are bragging now about how they've taken over important Western U.S. institutions, about how they have to degrade the U.S. by promoting internal strife. And they've been very successful at it. And I did not see the actual conference, but I understand Chinese diplomats, when confronted by the Biden administration about their totalitarian methods in dealing with the Uyghurs. I may be mispronouncing that.
Uyghurs.
Confront with that. Well, look at what you have, the problems you have with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a trans president yet? I mean, they understand our weakness. The Chinese have studied us. They are eager to displace us. And they use these kind of internal insanities to keep us divided and chaotic. We certainly didn't rise to preeminence as a global power by taking the smallest minority that it possibly could be and say everybody else has to bow down and kowtow to them out of some weird vision of past grievances, of this critical race theory, which is really insane. I mean, critical race theory essentially says we have to be racist towards white men who are Christian in order to be not racist. I mean, it's insanity. It's racism disguised as anti-racism.
Indeed.
But there we are.
There we are. Yeah, you know.
And this show is one of the principal ways of fighting back. You have to not give in to these people who say you're a racist, who claim that you're evil or whatever. You have to just say, no, you're wrong, you're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know history. You know, why do you want to destroy the United States when it's the least racist society on the face of the planet?
That's because they've never been anywhere. They probably don't even have a passport. But that's beside the point. Coming up on the last break, when we get back, I'm going to throw a couple of figures at you and just see what you think of these, because this is, I'll tell you what I think of these. For those of you that are interested in what the stuff that Dean writes, well, you can go to amoland.com, go to the bottom right-hand page, hit the All Contributors, click on that. You'll see two columns of names. Dean is midway down in the left column, and you are on your way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantis. DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been discussing the problems with being a leftist or having that belief, that value set. So I'm going to throw a couple of figures at you. Okay?
Let me make one comment before that about the previous. The purpose of the article was to point out the assumptions so that when you're dealing with someone who is arguing about a particular thing, attack the assumptions. If you show that their basic assumptions are wrong, their entire argument falls apart.
Right. Go ahead. So, after Newtown, right?
Yes.
Somebody did a poll. And after Newtown, because if you remember with Newtown, that every news organization was there for about 3 weeks every morning.
Right.
They were camped out all over Newtown. And every morning it would begin, "Hello, America. We're still here in Newtown, still trying to come to grips with this awful tragedy." And this is not to say that it was not a tragedy. But what this did, they did a poll to find out how many people thought this kind of thing happened often. 56% of America at that time thought that this happened, that kind of a rampage killing, happened all the time. Segue now, because that was in 2012. Segue now to 2021. And here we have COVID-19. And when asked how many people would want to wear masks, even if they lift the mask mandate, the figure was 57%. Now, here's my theory on this, and this is based upon the loose, you know, I've seen various 54, 53. I've seen high percentages of people that you're looking at these numbers and you're saying, this just seems like it's just so, I mean, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
We've heard talk about the low info voter.
Right.
And, you know, I look at them as sort of magpies. They see something shiny, it must be real. You know, if they're out there saying, well, if you get coronavirus, you will die. Must be real, right? So we now have a part of the population that is willing to wait for the government to tell them what to do. I believe that there's probably between 54 and 57% of America that not only think the way you think they think, but they also barely think that way. They're only engaged on the most superficial of methods. They turn on the TV, and whatever's on the TV, they don't think about this kind of stuff during the day. Now, you know, back in March of 2020, everybody was petrified. What are we going to do? But now, you know, there's some people that are so tired of it now that, you know, they're not going to wear a mask anyway. And then there's other people that are like, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. Saw a girl the other day that's double masking. How do you breathe when you're double masking? So, what do you think of that? Do you think we have 55-56% of America is low info?
There are several things to unpack it. First off, we have to question how the polls were done and what the polls actually mean. Because we know that polls are done to make us believe things as much as they're done to inform us about things. So that figure, where did they poll, who are they talking about, you know, those figures are meant to convince us that a majority of people are idiots. So I agree with you that there's a large number of people who don't think about this stuff very often, and they just absorb whatever comes at them through the mass media, whether it's 53 or 55%. I think it's lower than that, and I think the number is decreasing because I think the number of people who watch mass media and are credible about mass media, or credulous, I should say, is decreasing, and it has been decreasing all the time. I think that roughly half the country now, you know, between 45 and 50%, I would say, simply don't believe what they see on mass media anymore. Partly, a lot of them just ignore it and don't watch it anymore. And a lot of them have simply seen that they've seen too many things they knew were false being portrayed on mass media. And I think that's why the Democrats are so moving into what I would call as early Venezuela mode. They want to enact H.R. 1 to ensure they never lose another national election. They will never lose control of the House, the Senate, or the presidency in the future if they can get their Tammany Hall for the United States bill passed. And so that number, I think those are numbers are what you get if you have all of the old media, the now U.S. Pravda media, focused on a particular issue all the time and incessantly telling the people that this is the big lie over and over and over and over and over again for weeks at a time, you can get those numbers. But I'll bet you those numbers are only of the people who actually see it, and the number of people who actually see it is decreasing, and the number of people who actually believe that what they're seeing is true is decreasing too. And that's why I think the left is willing to go to these extreme measures, essentially the Venezuelanization or Sovietization of the United States now, because that's their major method of controlling the population is through the old media.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. So, but I mean, when, you know, I see all of these, I see all these guys out there talking the talk and all the other stuff. And if you're going to get out there and you're going to default to violence, right?
Oh.
If you're going to default to violence, and it's all based upon not having all the information, having incomplete information, having the wrong information, whatever it is, I don't care. But if you're going to default to violence, I mean, I've seen Antifa hit people in the head with a bike lock and fracture a skull over that.
Yeah.
I've seen old people get beat up because they're wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're going to go that route, then it's... Luckily, I mean, you don't see too much about this in the news, but whenever they go somewhere where they're not in a blue city, typically Antifa gets their clocks, you know, they get their clocks cleaned.
Right. Exactly. Because they don't believe in the rule of law. They violate laws all the time.
Sure.
They're pretty careful about not violating the law in areas where they don't control the prosecutor, where they don't control the governor and mayor. So, in most red states, you just don't see those type of violent demonstrations have much success. Recall in Austin, Texas, which is one of the bluest parts of Texas, they had a guy who was an Uber driver drive around a corner, and here's basically, I think it was a Black Lives Matter demonstration. They're blocking the street, and he's trying to get wherever he's going, and they surround the car and start banging on it, and one of them runs up towards the car and points an AK-47 clone at him, and he pulls out a handgun and shoots.
Even
in the bluest of Austin, Texas, the police said it was self-defense. And something that's happened in several states now, Florida, I think they just passed the measure, which would allow people, if you fear for your life and you're in a vehicle and people are trying to block you, you can use the vehicle to get out of there. And if people deliberately get in your way, or if you accidentally hit somebody, it's not your fault. They were blocking the street. Anti-riot legislation to allow people to defend themselves if they're blocked in vehicles on a roadway. And there are several states that are pushing that. I think Oklahoma is, maybe Arizona. I'm not as certain as my home state, but I know that Florida just passed that legislation, and it's amazing.
Hang on for me. We're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this week.
I appreciate being on the show. I always love being on the show with you, and I look forward to doing it next week on Wednesday.
There you go. I'll talk to you then. Thank you, sir.
Very good.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.